As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbee, with Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember this.
Il pleut.
Oh, what?
I said, il pleut.
Oh, sorry, not really awake. Bon.
It isn't bon at all. It's pleuring. Get up and have a look.
Oh. What did the song say? I love Paris in the winter.
When it drizzles. It's such a shame. We were going for a walk. We were going to walk and walk and walk.
Were we?
Yes, walk and walk and walk. We planned it on the plane yesterday.
I'm not sure that one should put too much faith in plans made at high altitude.
That's a bizarre thing to say.
No, I don't think so.
You've just gone off the idea, haven't you?
Well, it's pouring with rain.
Well, we can't spend all day in this hotel room.
We could go to the pictures.
Well, I didn't come to Paris to go to the pictures. Oh, come on, Lionel. This is the trip we planned 38 years ago. What was the first thing we were going to do?
It didn't have anything to do with walking.
I meant first thing in the morning.
Well, that didn't have anything to do with walking either.
After breakfast.
Walk and walk and walk.
Walk. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shall I open it?
Well, wait till I'm back in bed.
You're very coy.
Well, it could be anyone.
If it's President Chirac, are you at home? Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour, madame. Le petit déjeuner?
Ah, merci.
Merci. Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
Vous avez bien dormi?
Oui. Merci. Comme un arbre.
You slept like a tree?
No. It's the nearest I could get.
Comme un arbre?
Yeah, comme un log. Comme un log.
Log?
Oui.
Pardon, monsieur, je ne comprends pas.
Madame, merci bien. Vous êtes très gentille et très patient.
Pas du tout, madame, pas du tout. Log. Bon appétit.
Merci, madame. She doesn't speak very good English, does she?
Coming from someone who slept like a tree. Move over, let's have breakfast in bed.
Good idea. Croissant and coffee for two coming up.
I feel rather dissolute.
Oh, yes?
Well, you know, Paris and crumbs in the bed and a lover.
Aren't I a bit old to be described as a lover?
No. Not unless you have an incredibly short memory.
Oh.
Oh, look. Stop raining.
Only for a little while.
How can you tell?
Well, by looking at the sky.
You can only see a little bit of sky from here.
I only need to see a little bit.
You've just gone off the idea of a walk.
No, I don't mind the walk. It's the other two that bother me. The walk and the walk.
Oh, yes, but we planned it.
Yeah, but 38 years ago. I'll tell you what. Let's have a little walk and then hop on a coach. They do very good city tours.
I'm not going to sit in a bus with a lot of old fogies.
I'm not an old fogey.
Well, then stop acting like one. Now, I'm going to have a bath and get dressed. And then we're going to walk and walk and walk as we planned. Unless, of course, you'd like me to borrow a bath chair and I'll push you around Paris.
My feet are hurting.
Oh, look, you don't have to overdo the limp.
I'm not overdoing anything. My feet are sore.
Where are you going?
To buy a map. There's a place next door to this hotel. If we walk and walk again, I'd like to have some idea of where we're going.
Well, where's the adventure in that?
I'm not talking about adventure. I'm talking about seeing something of Paris. You know, the beautiful bits of Paris. We spent most of the morning wandering about some of the most boring suburbs I've ever seen in my life. Don't let's head straight for the centre, you said. Oh, no, let's do a loop, you said.
Yes, but we looped too far.
Yeah, I know we did. I kept expecting to see the sea.
Tourist.
I shan't be long.
I'll wait for you here in the lobby.
Excuse me, I couldn't help hearing your English.
Yes?
Only I don't know what to do.
Why, what's the matter?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Oh, how lovely.
Not as awful. We had a row and he just walked out before breakfast and I don't even know if he's coming back. He took his anorak.
That's not very significant, is it?
His passport's in his anorak.
Oh, I see.
Here we are. The Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées, the Louvre. They're all quite walkable if you don't go through the suburbs.
Shh. What?
This lady.
What?
Oh, hello.
A drink, that's what we need, a drink.
Yes, good idea. Nice to have met you.
No, I meant all three of us.
No, no, I'd be imposing.
Of course you wouldn't, would she, Lionel?
No, not a bit of it.
It's very kind of you.
No, we're not being kind. Come on, you come and have a drink with us.
Thank you.
Well, you too, Lionel.
Oh, all right.
It was all going to be so perfect. I mean, Terry and I saved up so hard, and we were only here for 4 days, and now it's over before it started.
Oh, of course it isn't. I know it seems awful.
It does.
But it's not. It's just a spat. All couples have spats.
Do you?
Yes, of course we do. Don't we, Lionel?
I'm sorry? Don't we what?
Have spats.
Spats?
Tiffs.
Oh, that sort of spat. Yes. All the time. Hardly a day goes by.
Well, it's not that often.
Well, we had at least three this morning.
It was just a few words.
Well, we had a real row on the plane, you
I say. Simply asked you to stop reading the emergency leaflet aloud, that's all.
I wasn't reading it aloud. I was just mumbling it to myself, that's all. I retain written matter better if I mumble it to myself.
People were turning around to look at you.
You'd have been grateful if we'd ditched in the channel.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, hours in the water blowing that pathetic whistle and with you mumbling all the time.
I'm sorry, I've upset both of you now.
No, of course not. We're laughing about it now, aren't we, Lionel?
More or less.
Look, I bet your Terry's going to come through that door any moment.
Oh, you don't know him. He sulks.
Oh, well, a lot of men do that.
I mean, you want them to talk about things. It's the only way to sort out a problem, isn't it? But they just go quiet and huffy.
Mm. Some men seem actually frightened by words.
How very true.
They ought to talk more. They really should.
They should.
Yes, they should.
They should.
They really should.
Yes. Always assuming they can get a word in edgeways. Would you excuse me? I've got a couple of phone calls to make.
Oh, dear. Had you better go after him?
No. He knows how to use the phone.
I think he's upset.
No, you're the one who's upset.
It's gone one. You don't think Terry's left me, do you?
Of course he hasn't. He's probably sitting somewhere feeling an absolute fool.
We're not used to rows.
No, I can see that. What was the row about?
Well, he made what I considered to be an unreasonable demand in the middle of the night.
Oh, I see.
I don't really want to say anything more about it.
No, of course not. Not unless you really want to.
What are you doing?
Treading grapes. What does it look like? I'm soaking my feet in a bowl of water.
You're not going to do that a lot, are you?
They're my feet.
I know they're your feet. It just looks a bit, well, a bit...
A bit what?
Elderly. Where did you get the bowl?
Madame Defarge. Do you want to jump in?
Certainly not. How did you make her understand what you wanted?
I didn't have to. I caught her in her cleaning cupboard and pointed.
Elderly?
Yes. Well, we're going to lunch.
Oh. Not shall we? Or do you feel like...
No, I didn't mean you. I meant I'm going to lunch with Anne.
Anne?
Yes, that poor kid we've just had a drink with.
Oh. Why?
I can't just leave her on her own.
What about me?
Well, you can come too if you like.
I don't want to come.
Well, then why did you ask what about me in such a pathetic way for?
I meant, what about me being left on my own?
Well, you're not a child.
Obviously not. Look, I shouldn't need to remind you, but this is meant to be our holiday.
But she's so young. She's meant to be on her honeymoon, and that idiot of a husband's walked out on her. We can't just ignore the situation.
Where does it end? Do we have a second bed put in the room?
Oh, I think you're being very close.
Well, I think you're taking sides without knowing what you're talking about. I mean, why is she the poor thing in all this? And why is her husband suddenly an idiot?
That's a very mild description, actually.
You haven't even met him.
No, but Anne said enough.
Oh, yes?
Quite enough. Don't you want to know what she said?
Oh, go on.
He made an unreasonable demand in the middle of the night.
What sort of unreasonable demand?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
No.
Well, you know. You're a man.
Well, why should that make me an expert on her definition of an unreasonable demand? In any case, one woman's definition of an unreasonable demand might well be another's definition of a...
Of a what?
Well, a rather exciting suggestion.
Oh, might it?
Yes, it might. Either way, it's for them to make their definitions. Not you or me, them.
Well, if I were her, I'd pack my bags and go home.
You're not going to suggest that, are you?
No. But I still think she needs a shoulder to cry on.
Oh. All right. Where are you going for lunch?
Well, there was a little bistro we passed on our walk just up the street. It's only 10 minutes away.
You won't be doing any loops, will you?
No, I shan't.
And when will you be back?
Well, after lunch.
I know that. I meant, are we doing anything this afternoon?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Right.
Right what?
Well, you'll either find me downstairs in the bar or up here doing something elderly like having a nap.
Well, you won't sulk, will you?
Well, if I'm asleep, I won't know whether I'm sulking or not.
Well, see you later, then.
Yes. Eventually.
Your sandwich jambon, monsieur?
Oh, merci.
Beer, please.
Oui, monsieur.
Do you mind if I sit here?
Oh, feel free.
Excuse me. Is that good?
What, this? Well, they call it a sandwich over here. 9 inches of French loaf with half a pound of ham stuck in it. I'm sure it's good once you can find your way in. Actually, I've rather gone off the idea. Would you like it?
No, thanks. Not really hungry.
Your beer, monsieur?
Thank you.
How did you know I was English?
Something about the way you were looking at the sandwich. You here with your wife?
No, just a friend.
Oh, right, I see.
A girlfriend. Well, not a girl, actually, but that kind of area.
Oh, right.
And you?
Honeymoon. At least it was.
You're Terry.
How did you know?
We got talking to your wife this morning.
She's not in our room.
No, she's gone to lunch with my friend.
I come back and she swanned off to have lunch.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as swanning off. She was rather upset. My friend sort of took her in hand.
Well, I'm surprised you're talking to me. I mean, I'm some sort of monster, aren't I? I'm a beast.
She didn't call you that.
No? What did she call me?
Terry.
I don't think it's right, talking about intimate things to strangers.
No, neither do I, as a matter of fact.
Plus, you've only heard half the story.
Which I, for one, didn't want to know in the first place.
Well, of course not.
It's absolutely none of my business.
Quite right. But it's all so stupid anyway. I mean, we're lying there in bed, and all I said was...
Now, stop there, please. I don't want to know about this. I really don't.
Sorry, I'm just fed up, that's all.
It's your wife you should talk to. I know where they are. It's only 10 minutes away. Well, say 20.
What do you think?
I don't. I don't think anything.
Well, I'm not chasing after her.
Right.
I mean, if she chooses to pour her heart out to a perfect stranger, which she has no right to do...
Which she has no right to do.
Let her get on with it. Not a beer?
Well...
Please.
Oh, all right. Why not?
Deux more beers, please.
Thank you for coming out with me, Jean.
Not at all.
Well, this is my room. Will you come in with me?
Certainly not. I'm the last person Terry will want to see.
What should I say?
Well, it's for him to say something. Quite a lot, actually.
It's very quiet in there. What if he's not there?
Well, he's not in the bar. And the concierge said he'd come back to his room, so he must be.
I'm so nervous.
Go on, open the door. And don't apologize.
Terry? Terry? He's not there. He's run off again.
Oh, dear. Well, I'd better come in and keep you company.
I'm not a drinker, you see.
Yes, I can see that. Come on.
No, I'm not going in there. If Anne comes back and finds me like this, she'll start on about my Uncle Wilf.
It isn't your room.
Whose is it?
It's our room.
Our room?
Yeah, Jean's and mine.
She'll hate me on sight.
Quite probably, but she's not here. Now, let go and get in.
I'm not a drinker, you see.
Yes, we've established that. Now, lie down on the bed and I'll take your shoes off.
I wish you were my father.
Yes, it's a pity that, isn't it? Right. Shoes off. Now, try to get to sleep.
I can't sleep.
Oh, God. Well, I might as well join you. Shoes off. Right. Move over. Daddy's coming to bed. Paris, city of romance.
Lionel, are you asleep? Sorry I've been so long. Lionel, where's the light switch?
Ah. Oh.
Would you care to introduce me to your friend?
This is Terry.
An odd question, I know, but what's he doing here?
Sleeping.
With you?
Well, we got chatting in the bar and he couldn't stop talking and I hadn't got anything to do.
So you just got blind drunk with him?
No, he got drunk. He's not a drinker.
This is a really silly question. Why bring him up here?
Well, because he didn't want that silly wife of his to see him. Where is she, by the way?
Well, in their room. I spent the whole afternoon with her. And she's not silly. He's the silly one.
He's actually rather a sensitive lad.
United.
Sensitive?
United.
About her.
Typical, isn't it? All boys together.
Oh, that's rich. You've been with her for hours.
Look, we went out to lunch and then we went shopping.
Shopping? Shopping?
Yes, I thought it would cheer her up.
Well, this poor lad is moping about in a bar drinking drinks he can't handle.
Well, you didn't do much about it.
What was I supposed to do? Take him shopping?
United.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to have a bath.
You can't. Not with him here.
Well, I don't intend to take him in there with me.
Well, I'm not going to have you skipping about the room with just a towel on.
Oh, you're telling me you're not. Well, then I'll take my clothes in with me.
What about him?
Well, he's your drinking mate. You sort him out.
Right, I will.
Lionel? Terry? Terry?
Anne?
Oh, you should be so lucky. Now, come on. Wake up. United.
Who are you?
Fifi Le Bonbon.
What?
I'm Jean. I'm Lionel's friend.
Good old Lionel.
Oh, yes, good old Lionel.
C'est mon diable, ça. Vous ne pouvez pas l'utiliser, monsieur. Non, 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 monsieur.
Look, I only want to borrow your trolley.
Je vous dis
no,
qu'il
look, now,
vous
what on earth are you doing?
Oui, oui, oui. What's the French for borrow a trolley?
I don't know.
Monsieur, je vous en prie. C'est pour les bagages. C'est moi qui l'a porté.
Oh, look, just wait out there, will you? Attendez là.
Mais, monsieur, qu'est-ce que vous voulez?
Oh, shut up and stay out there. Right. Now, on you get, Terry.
Hello, Lionel.
He gets? What do you mean, on he gets?
Take care of it. You said, well, I am. He's not here with us. He's here with his wife. I'm going to wheel him round to her. Get on.
You most certainly are not.
I don't feel well.
Oh, shut up. He can't go back to her like that. Look at him. When he apologizes profoundly, he should at least look human.
Monsieur! Monsieur!
Oh, attendez là, will you? I don't care what he looks like. I don't care if he apologizes. I don't really care if he throws her out of the window. They're none of our business.
I've been a nuisance.
Yes, you have.
And it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, you should have told him how badly he behaved. Given him nothing stronger to drink than coffee and waited for Anne and me to get back.
From your shopping?
Yes, from our shopping. Instead of which you side with him, get him drunk, and now expect to wheel him back to his wife looking like death warmed up.
Yes, well, perhaps the trolley was excessive.
Monsieur! Monsieur!
Oh, right, fine. Now, I've finished with your trolley. It's all yours. Thank you very much. Merci bien.
Mon Dieu, les Anglais, hein?
My God, they're an hysterical crowd, aren't they?
A face with behavior like yours, I can hardly blame them.
I just wanted a holiday. That's all I wanted. Right. Now, come on, Terry.
Look, I told you that he can't go back like that. That's always assuming you want to go back.
Of course I do.
Of course he does. Off you go.
No! Now, look, now, Terry, now, go into the bathroom and oh, well, I don't know, spruce yourself up a bit. We'll order some coffee. Now, go on.
You sounded just like my mother when you said that.
I'll go and order the coffee.
Well, use the telephone.
No, I can't stand that crone on the switchboard. She just gabbles away and pretends not to understand anything I say.
You don't like the French, do you? I don't know why you wanted to come to Paris.
It was for us, remember?
Terry?
Oh, hello, Jean.
Here's a clean shirt of Lionel's. Put that on.
She's quite young, my mum.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear it.
Changed your mind about the phone, Lionel?
Oh, Anne.
I've come to say goodbye.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
I've got my pride.
Well, I know that, but you mustn't go home.
Concierge must have been mistaken. Terry's not in the hotel at all.
Yes, he is.
Well, where then?
Where?
Sorry, Jean, but this shirt needs cufflinks. I don't suppose...
Terry?
Anne. I was just sprucing myself up.
How could you?
I couldn't. No, don't be absurd.
Jean just came in and found me in bed with Lionel.
Look, there is an explanation for this, but I'm suddenly very, very tired. Sort it out between you.
Your coffee is almost ready, monsieur.
Thank you.
How long does it take to get coffee?
I was ambushed by the manager.
Why?
Well, that fool with the trolley. He sneaked to him, apparently. According to the manager, I'm very lucky not to have brought the entire hotel staff of Paris out on strike.
Well, he obviously hasn't thrown us out. Has he?
No. Diplomacy won the day.
Yours?
Yes, mine. I offered him money. Shall we take the coffee out to our room when it arrives?
We can't.
Why? Is that blacklegging too?
No, Anne and Terry are in our room.
What? Both of them?
She came to say that she was going home, and he came out of the bathroom half naked, and... Well, I don't need to go on, do I?
How were they when you left?
Glaring.
Well, didn't you explain?
No. I left them to sort it out themselves.
Finally.
Yes, finally.
Your coffee, monsieur.
Ah, oh, merci. I think we deserve this.
Oh, yes. Let's sit at a table. Mm.
I hope they don't wreck the room.
Yes, perhaps we should.
No, perhaps we shouldn't.
I didn't mean to get so involved. I just kept thinking that it could have been us 38 years ago.
Except we'd have been here on a dirty weekend.
Well, we're having one now. We're just a bit late, that's all. Actually, Terry's quite a sweet lad.
Oh, while we were having a drink, he told me about the unreasonable demand.
Oh?
Yes.
I shan't be shocked.
Well, it's pretty raunchy.
Well, are you going to tell me or not?
Oh, very well.
Hmm?
He asked her to open the window.
And?
No, that's it. She'd just got comfortable, you see, and thought he should have done it himself. And what made it really unreasonable in her eyes was that he forgot to say please. And then she said she wasn't going to start married life by being ordered about. And he said he hadn't ordered her to do anything, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And that's what they rowed about?
That's the nub.
What a pair of twits.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. As you said, they're very young. I mean, it takes mature people to have mature rows. Rows about important issues, like the emergency leaflet on a plane.
Yes, reading it aloud.
I wasn't reading it aloud. Oh, look, here comes Mr. and Mrs. Twit.
Ah.
We came to thank you.
You've been so kind. Lots of people wouldn't have bothered.
No.
Anyway, we're all right now.
Yes, it shows.
And we certainly don't want to impose further, but...
But?
We'd like to take you to dinner this evening. To say thank you.
Oh, how nice. Well, of course, we'd absolutely...
Can't come. It's very kind, but I've made other arrangements. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's quite all right.
Perhaps a drink sometime.
Well, that would be nice.
Meantime, thanks again. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I thought he concealed his relief admirably.
Yes. I thought the other arrangements was a bit pat.
No, that's actually true. You remember the couple of phone calls I had to make earlier?
I thought you were just getting out of the firing line.
You're speaking to a man who stood up to a very vicious mule
in
Korea.
Korea, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. These arrangements.
You and I are having dinner alone in a rather swish restaurant that looks out on the floodlit Notre Dame. And we're travelling in a horse-drawn carriage.
Oh.
I asked for a white horse, but they couldn't guarantee that.
Oh, Lionel. Sounds lovely and very seductive.
It's intended to be. Wasn't part of the original plans, of course.
And now who are you kidding?
No, not the seduction. The high life.
We couldn't have afforded it. We couldn't even afford to get to Paris.
No. A new age must have some compensations. Come on. Let's go and get ready.
Later, will you be making any unreasonable demands?
Probably not.
Oh. The sun, 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 the sun,
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Anne was played by Melanie Hudson, Terry by Paul Raffield, and the porter and barman by Simon Greenall. The producer was Martin Fisher.